Hello friends, now we are focusing on evaluation on of healthcare services in quality management in healthcare. Having implemented the quality management program in a hospital, it is natural that the management would like to know what has been achieved in terms of the goals and objectives set and what more is required to be done for greater and continuous success. Obviously, once a quality management program is implemented in a hospital, management would always like to see how much the things are implemented, what is remained, how we are going to implement the rest parts. No program is considered complete without evaluation of its outcome. The evaluation of outcome can be internal or external. Now let us see what is internal and external outcome. Internal evaluation can be through indirect approach like statistical or audit based, which we have already discussed, right? Or direct approach, that is patient satisfaction survey. So there are a lot of patient satisfaction survey, again, which I have mentioned, yes, no, maybe, good, these are the parameters, you know, how do you like the services, etc., etc. External evaluation is through external audit certification by external agency. So audit can be done internally or by patient survey, we can get the internal evaluation. And external evaluation, somebody else comes, the external bodies comes and evaluate. Let us understand internal evaluation and statistical approach. Statistical approach. What is a statistical approach? It is through a comparison of the data about hospital's performance collected before and after implementation of the program. So, you are seeing that before implementation of the program, what is the statistics, and after implementation, what are the statistics? The data should be collected for the criteria given in the following slides. Patient care related criteria. Let us understand. Incidence of operative and post operative deaths. Okay, how much amount of people died in the operation? Obviously, operations, there is a possibility that a patient may die. Post operative, okay, how much post operative deaths after the operation, during the care, what happens? Sometimes the patient can die. If a patient is in emergency, yes. Incident of wrong patient, wrong site, wrong surgery. Interesting. Sometimes, and that is a very grievous error, because if you are choosing a wrong patient for some surgery, that means you are actually doing a mismanagement. Wrong site. Interesting that, you know, and that can happen. Actually, I can tell you one of the incidences in one of the hospitals. Like, there was a patient who complained of, you know, kidney failure. And then he was actually investigated, lot of investigations took place, CT scan, MRI, blah, lot of investigations, radiology, lab. And then he was chosen for operation, surgeon was called. Surgeon came, operated, went back. What happened post-operatively? Patient did not feel any relief. He started again complaining the same complaints. The medical officer was worried. What has happened? Why it is so, even after surgery he is complaining. Initially people thought that he was, you know, not, you know, he was not focusing. Or it was just a kind of, you know, complaints, patient complaints, you know. So they neglected. But then when it went ahead, it was problematic. And then they understood that wrong kidney was actually, you know, wrong kidney was actually operated upon. Incidents of sampling errors. Yes, this may happen. Results of validation of test results by outside quality assurance agencies. An incidence of medication errors and deaths due to negligence. So all these things, they are really, really problematic situations, and this has to be curtailed. Complications due to negligence. Sometimes it might happen that because of negligence there are a lot of complications. Incidence of nosocomial infections. Nosocomial infections means nothing but hospital based infections. Okay, so even after if the patient is admitted, if not a proper care is taken, then there are incidents of hospital based acquired infection, that is called as a nosocomial infection. Caesarean section rate. Caesarean section is most commonly done, and therefore we have to be very, very, very knowledgeable about the caesarean sections. Maternal mortality rate, perinatal mortality rate, and observations by medical nursing audit committees about the inadequacy of medical nursing care. Yes, observations by the medical and nursing audit is very, very important, and that is why these care related criteria, patient care related criteria, are very important. Instances of medical legal cases, complaints received from patients' relatives, adverse publicity in the media, instances of violation of patients' rights, instances of patients' violence because of negligence, arrogant behavior of staff, etc., billing errors. There are patients' rights are violated sometimes. Actually, you can be given an example of, if see, there is a patient right, the best part of a patient right violation is you are not giving information to the patient. It is obviously the patient's right to have information, but you are hiding, as a hospital, you are hiding the patient's information, right to information. Instance of patient's violence because of negligence, arrogant behavior. Yes, sometimes the staff do behave arrogantly, and then patient is also angry. Billing errors are there, so many billing errors can happen, you know, and a minor addition of zero here and there in the tens level or in the hundreds or tens thousands level can actually have a lot of implications. Criteria is related to workload. What are the criteria that are related to workload? Bed occupancy rate, bed turnover interval, and bed turnover rate. So, number of beds which are occupied in the hospital, then, you know, average length of the stay, how much is the average length of the stay in the hospital, average daily OPD attendance, volume of the investigations. So, what is the volume of investigations? Today, lab investigations are there. So, all these criteria are related to the workload. Criteria related to the promptness of the service or quickness of the service. Response time of ambulance when called in emergency. Absolutely. Because if you call an ambulance, if it takes 1 hour to come, then it is a problem. Then it is not an ambulance. It is a bullock cart. Simple. Time taken for OPD consultation or entry to exit. Absolutely. Because we have to understand how much OPD consultation time is required. It will also tell us that what is the promptness of the service. Complaints of delay in admission or discharge system. Yes, if there is a delay and if there is a complaint on the delay, then how are they going to be taken? So that is also important. Response time of doctors, technicians on emergency call. If you call a doctor, if it is an emergency and if it takes 2 hours to come, then there is a serious issue. Criteria related to performance and of support services. Food related complaints, linen service related complaints. So, you have cloth related complaints, you have food related complaints. Criteria related to facility maintenance, collapse of the building or plaster falling from the ceilings or walls, etc. Then instances of lifts getting stuck, instances of power failure, time taken for alternate power supply to switch on. So these are the different criteria related to the facility maintenance. Criteria related to equipment management, instances of equipment requiring breakdown maintenance. Absolutely, if CT scan machine is not working, then there is a breakdown maintenance. Then again, how much time CT scan machine is not working. Instances of deaths, complications due to equipment failure. And yes, there was one incident where the patient was put in the MRI and suddenly there was a problem, the patient was sucked inside. So because of this equipment failure, there is a death of the patient. Criteria related to safety management, instances or accidents of patient staff visitor due to slip, trip or fall. I still remember there was one hospital in our premises where I live actually. It was a very tertiary care hospital, so fantastic. And there was one incident where a patient was admitted in orthopedic ward, obviously because of fracture. So obviously, as you know, all the patient's relatives come, his old mother had also come down. And then obviously it was a tertiary care hospital, so there was a canteen outside in the premises only. And this particular hospital, they had obviously, since it was a big, it was a corporate hospital, so you know, the cleanliness was at its peak. Everybody was, the workmen were cleaning the floors like anything. Actually, we could see the reflection in the floors. So such was the cleanliness, which was good actually. But what happened was a very funny incident, but obviously we can't call it funny, because the same patient's mother, which I was telling you, she came down to have some food in the canteen, and so polished was the surface that she slipped and fell, and she was unfortunately also admitted in the same hospital besides her son. So that is the jokes apart or humor apart, you know, that is what is happens, because sometimes, you know, safety management is not there, or maybe properly things are not done, so it can have all these situations. Instances of breach of physical safety, security of the patient. Yes, security of the patient is one of the important parts, because if security of the patient is breached, like today the patients are admitted in the wards and their security is of utmost importance, so you have to take care. Instances of adverse or near miss events. Adverse events are there. Sometimes you don't know, you are walking around the hospital corridor and there can be any accident. So you have to take care. So these all the criteria are related to safety management. HR management, employee turnover rate, how many employees are going out, how many are coming, employee grievances, how many employees are unhappy, number of disciplinary cases, what are the number of disciplinary cases that is actually happened, what are the problem areas, absenteeism, how many of the staff are really absent. Then criteria related to the legal compliance, instances of non-compliance and rules, regulations and ethics, so legal compliance. Criteria related to financial performances, like daily revenue collection, profit and loss statements, rate of return, cost per inpatient day. So all these, you know, criterias are related to the financial performance of that particular institution or organization. Internal evaluation, failure mode and effects analysis, FMEA, which we call. Yes, it's a very good diagram, and we can actually see the FMEA. So this is the failure mode and effects analysis. You can see actually 1, 2, 3, 4, there are 11 columns, okay, or 15 columns I would say, 17, to be precise, 17 columns. So here first column is subsystem, function requirements. Second is potential failure mode. Third is S, how severe. Potential causes or mechanisms of failure. O, how often does it happen. Current controls, prevention, detection. D,
how good is the matter detection and RPN. So, recommended responsibilities, recommended action, responsibilities and target completion date. So, what can be done over here? Design changes, process changes, special controls, changes to standards, procedures or guides. Action results. So, actions taken, SOD, RPN. So, all this is a failure mode effect analysis. So, if you see what are the functions or features or requirements, what can go wrong? What are the effects? How severe will be the effects? What are the causes of failure mode? Potential causes. How often does it happen? How often failure happens? How can this be prevented, detected? How good is the method at detection? And what can be done? Design changes, process change, special controls, design change standards. So, actually in failure mode and effects analysis, what is done is, we are identifying what goes wrong, how it goes wrong, when it goes wrong, and who does it wrong, and how it can be modified or corrected. Absolutely. What can go wrong? What are the effects of failure mode? How severe? What are the causes of failure? How often does the failure occur? Can we detect the failure in-house? Because this is what is about entire about FME. We recommend actions for each cause of the failure. Now, you can take any cause of failure. Just a simple cause of failure may be operation, post-operative mechanisms are not proper. So, for that also you can do all these activities. As a result, the severity and occurrence probability comes down and detectability of the failure is better. Internal evaluation audit approach, medical audit. Medical audit is defined as evaluation of the medical care in retrospect through review and analysis of medical records. Objectives: to improve the quality of records generated, to improve the quality of patient care, to stimulate the practice of scientific medicine, to eliminate the substandard practices. So, you are actually improving not only the qualities of record generated, but also the patient care, scientific medicine practice, and you are eliminating substandard practice. What are the functions of medical audit? To review medical records of the patients, to evaluate the contents and the quality of medical records generated, to identify deviations from standard operating protocols, to establish causes of deviations, to comment on effectiveness of patient management system and suggest corrective actions. So, these are the functions of a medical audit. Why you are reviewing medical records? Because to understand whether how are the medical records, is it traceability is there, evaluate the contents and quality, obviously, because if you are not having the quality, you can't expect quality in systems. And then if there is a standard operating procedures, are there any deviations? And if there are deviations, what is the cause of deviation? What is the outcome of a medical audit? High quality medical records, because audit, once you utter the word audit, immediately all the people galvanize into action. Increase accountability of the staff, so staff is accountable. Improved quality of the patient care quality is improvised, and reduction in complications, morbidity and mortality. So, this is the outcome of a medical audit. The medical audit program is carried out through a medical clinical audit committee. So, there is a committee which actually carries out this program. The role of medical audit committee is to ascertain from the scrutiny of the records whether patient care being given is as per acceptable standards or not. If not, what are the non-conformities? What are the causes? What are the remedial actions? However, the committee should not become a court of inquiry trying to pinpoint fault. See, this committee is not to do a pinpointing or judge anything, but they have to identify and give a corrective action. Because the objective of any audit is to improvise, not to criticize. Are the records complete? Now, these are the criteria for evaluation. Are there any deficiencies? Medical records, if you see, are there any problems in that records? Was the diagnosis supported by the findings?
then were all investigations justified? Sometimes some investigations are not justified. For example, you know, if you are having, say, plain fever, you can't do investigations, lot of investigations, whichever you want. No. Was the treatment given as per accepted protocols? Sometimes the protocol is written, but treatment is not given accordingly. In surgery cases, did the histopathology report confirm preoperative diagnosis? Which is very, very important. Histopathology report is the, when you have some, say, surgery cases, like, you know, you have a swelling, you operate it, and then you are having a doubt whether it is a cancer or benign or malignant, then you have to send it to the lab, histopathology lab, and they will confirm the preoperative diagnosis. Was the case within the competence of treating doctor? Very, very important. If a treating doctor is a radiologist and he treats orthopedic, that doesn't make any sense, orthopedic cases. Negligence, if any, are there any problem? Leaving the cotton swab inside the stomach during an operation is a negligence. What was the length of the stay within the normal range? Like, for example, if you have appendicectomy, maximum you can stay for 7-8 days. Are you staying after appendectomy for 1 month? Was the length of stay? Was there any delay at any stage? Did the final bill overshoot the estimate? That is 100% one of the worst complaints that anybody, all the patients would have. Review and analysis of medical records. This is very important part, because screening of records is important. Data review is important. Analyzing the variations to evaluate if they are justified. If they are due to individual failure, then it is a system failure. So we have to review and analyze all these medical records. Recommendations of corrective actions. Counseling of the errant individual if it is a human failure. And suitable changes in the policies, procedures if it is a system failure. So these are the recommendations for corrective actions. If it is a human failure, you have to counsel the person. And if it is a policies, procedures, you have to change the policies. Internal evaluation audit approach. Nursing audit. Nursing audit is the evaluation of quality of nursing care being provided to patients. It is an excellent tool to get a feedback on the efficiency and effectiveness of the nursing care. You recollect Florence Nightingale? The same application over here, nursing. And the corrective measures that can be required for further improvement. So nursing audit is also important. You will understand what nursing steps are taken and how it can be improved. Again, improve the quality of nursing care, stimulate the practice of safe and scientific nursing, eliminate the substandard nursing practices, and improve the quality of nursing care records. What is the outcome? Nursing care records are complete, correct. Practice of safe and scientific nursing. Fewer instances of negligence. Greater satisfaction of patients. Absolutely fantastic outcome. Records are clean, practice is safe, patients are happy. A duly constituted nursing audit committee is headed by a senior nurse, assisted by experienced nurses trained in the process of nursing audit. The committee has following functions: to review the nursing records of the patient after discharge, death, or for technical correctness of the care, as well as quality of the records generated. So you have to actually, they review the nursing records for all these purposes. Correct deviations, correct, suggest corrective measures, to report to higher authorities if major problems are there, to comment on an overall effectiveness of nursing care system. So nursing care system is another paramedical part which is there along with the medical staff. So that is also very, very important. Criteria for evaluation: quality and completeness of the records, again conformity of nursing care to the treatment plan of the treating doctor, because doctor will say, okay, give 1, 2, 3 medicines, but the nurses should actually follow that. Nursing care of the patients on the ventilator, that is very, very important, because patients are on the ventilator, you have to take very much utmost care of the patients. Nosocomial infections, spinal injury cases, nursing care. Because nursing care of spinal injury cases is very important, because bed sores can happen. Spinal injury, the patient cannot move, And that is why the bed sores can happen, therefore nursing is important. Cases of medication errors, absolutely. One medication error can be a problem. Usually long, unusually long length of stay. And cases with unexpected complications. These are the criteria for evaluation of the nursing system. Review of the case records and actions, screening, comparison with standards, evaluation if non-conformities are justifiable, insignificant or significant, analysis and corrective action. So, these are the reviews of the case records. So, typically if you see, you take any audit in any healthcare, first important is getting the systems correct, second important is patient safety and patient quality improves, and third, patient satisfaction improves. External evaluation, obviously factors are same, the things are same. So, reliability, patient satisfaction survey. Now, what is patient satisfaction survey dependent upon? Reliability, delivering on promise, it involves consistency of performance and dependability. Assurance, are the service people trustworthy, are they believable and honest? Tangibles, appearance of service facilities, equipment, personnel, communication material. So, these are all the patient satisfaction. Are they, is the hospital reliable? Then is the people assured, assuring, or they are trustworthy? And then tangibles, or the service facilities, or the equipments, are all this correct? Treating customers, are we as a patient treated properly? Are we as a patient having, are treated as empathetic by the service professionals? Responsiveness, can service personnel react quickly to the unexpected problems? It concerns willingness or readiness. So that is also very, very important. Service quality model or the gap model highlights the main requirements for delivering high service quality. It identifies 5 gaps that cause unsuccessful delivery. Patients generally have a tendency to compare the service they experience with the service they expect. And if the experience does not match the expectation, there is a gap. So, the same thing which we were discussing some time back, that the gap model is actually gives you the definition of a gap between expectation and actual what happens. A typical example of measuring service quality gaps in hospitals. Factors under tangible dimension, that is services and all those things. Average expectations, patients' expectations and gap. You can see these are, you know, just tangible. You can see the gaps, you know, perception minus expectations. So, this is what is the typical case example. Again, are you satisfied with hospital service quality? Percentage of 1 to unsatisfied and 5 to satisfied. Let us see. Interesting. Highly satisfied is 46, unsatisfied is 0.67. So, this hospital seems to be very, very good on quality. Okay. So, even if we see unsatisfied and highly satisfied, so even if we see highly satisfied, third comes in between, like normal. Okay, I am neither satisfied nor unsatisfied. So, even then if we say, you know, 46 plus 23, that is 59, 60% of the people are satisfied with the hospital. Would you recommend? Yes, they would recommend. Because 60% are satisfied, they would recommend. Would you come back? Yes, they would. So, this is a case example of measuring service quality in hospital. External evaluation, NABH, we have heard about this NABH part. And JCI accreditation, inspection surveys by external agencies, ISO, NABH, JCI accreditation, rating of hospitals. And we have also seen the list of hospitals, NABH accredited hospitals. Like, you know, if tomorrow somebody says, okay, I want to go to Kokilabain, you know, it's a very good hospital. So, external evaluation is good. Thank you.